KOL HD2 ULEAF W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Sunny 102.3 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Sunny 102.3 presents the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show with Rick Hale, Joe Dionne, and Jeff Altman.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, welcome to the Gone Fishing Show. Rick and I are here today. Joe's out at home. Rick is sitting here fiddling with the camera, trying to get everything up and going correctly. You are listening to the Fish or to the Gone Fishing Show. You can give us a call at 904-831-1023. You're listening to us on 102.3 FM on your radio dial. So, you know, tune us in. If you have any questions, give us a call. 831-1023. And we're ironing out a couple of technical difficulties here. Hope everyone out there is corona free as Rick and I are. Rick had some good news. His daughter is corona free. She was worried about that. So we hope everybody's doing well out there. And do give us a call today, 904-831-1023. We got a few people calling in today. I know people are wanting to know what's going on with the boat ramps, the beaches, and everything else. So hopefully we'll have a lot of good answers for you today. How we doing over there, Rick?
Okay, we're all hooked up and should be working good now. I forgot about the delay on the
On the
TV
right.
Part section there, that the radio sound goes out quicker than the TV does. TV's running about a minute and a half behind.
Okay.
So now we should be hearing it really good now.
Good.
Can you check your phone real quick and see what you hear?
No, I haven't.
Okay, let's see if you hear anything.
Yep.
Okay. We got it.
We have volume.
All right.
Now, as long as when we go on breaks, it's
just quiet.
Everything quiet on there. So,
First of all, I want to mention we are no longer Fish Florida. We are back to the Gone Fishing Show.
Woohoo!
Unfortunately, this coronavirus has created problems.
Yes, it has.
And it's created a lot of people having to back off of commitments they've made because they got to make payroll, they got to feed their families.
Yep.
And the last
totally understandable.
And so for the time being, we're just going to go back to our local like we used to be. We're still going to have some people calling in, giving reports. Pam's still going to be calling
yep.
in. And I
talked to her a couple days ago.
Okay. And then one of my favorite people, our Bass Assassin.
Hey, Rick Sutherland.
That's it.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Sutherland Outdoors.
Sutherland Outdoors.
Great guy. Can't wait to get down there and fish with him.
Yeah. So we're keeping those reports coming in.
I'm hoping to get down there around ICAST time, as long as ICAST hasn't been put off yet. I haven't heard anything.
It's as of now, it's still on.
Let's hope
and we wish everybody the best in Fish Florida. I hope things continue going. I know it's a tough time for everybody.
Yep.
It's a tough time. But we are,
especially our charter captains and things like that. And,
well, I know for sure that we're going to be fighting to keep this show on the air because a lot of our sponsors are having a hard time right now. And so I decided to concentrate on our local people. If I have to, I'm going to take money out of my pocket to keep the show on the air. And
glad it's not coming out of mine. The show wouldn't be on too long.
Well, your raise just got cut, by the way. I meant to tell you that. I'm sorry.
Dang it.
But it's a tough world out there right now, and we know it. And fishing has been one of the outlets that people have had. And so today, approximately a little bit after 1, Captain Jim Silver is going to be calling in, giving us a report concerning the boat ramps. There were some closures and there's some openings. And so, Jim, I'm hoping Jim will have a good idea about all of them to give it to us. Also, Rick's Bait and Tackle, we've changed our hours. We are working 6 to 6 on the weekdays, but on Saturday and Sunday, we're both closing both days at 4 o'clock. Now, guys out there listening right now, as of right this moment, doesn't look like there's going to be any bait tomorrow morning early. I would think around 10 o'clock or so, the bait will start coming in. So that's the last word I had from my store. I'm sure B&M's going to have a rough time having anything left over. Because we did not. Either one of us got a delivery today.
You have gulp, and you have fish bites.
You'd be surprised how much gulp has gone out the door.
And you have marker 52s.
Yep. The gulp and fish bites have gone out the door.
Man, Brett Warren, did you see that whiting he pulled out of Ponte Vedra?
Yes.
Ooh, man.
Now, here's a funny story.
That was a big fish.
I think everybody's going to get a kick out of this. You know, St. Johns County closed the beach.
Oh, yeah.
No, excuse me. I'm sorry. They left it. They left the beach. Yeah, they left their beach open, but they closed all the parking.
Yep.
Okay, if you're rich and you own a house on the ocean front, you can get down to your beach. Well, the other day, I think it was yesterday, we went down to Michaelers Landing. Every tree had a bicycle chained to it.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, all the way up and down the road. Every tree had a bicycle chain to it, and I had to say that's American ingenuity. If people want to go fishing and get to the beach, they're going to find a way to do it.
Oh, yeah,
and
without a doubt.
So,
you know, the Pompano are starting to run up the coast now, and yeah, our water temps last night I was saw in the news was, you know, 70 to 74 degrees at different locations around, you know, in the river and stuff.
Yeah.
So, man, that water temperature is getting up there. Bait starting to move. I'm seeing a lot of little baby fry out in the water now, you know, little schools.
Real quickly, let me explain about Joe. Joe's wife has a very low,
extremely low
tolerance level. Yeah. There you go.
Immunity level. Yeah.
And so Joe's really doing the right thing and staying home away from everything.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, he's going to probably be my door guard.
Right.
He's sitting outside. And we only allow 3 people in the store at a time, and you got to have your nose and your mouth covered. Now, covering your nose and your mouth does not keep you from getting the virus, but it keeps you from spreading it. So if my employees all have their mouths and nose covered, and all my customers do, then it will not spread around the store. And, you know, as far as bait and tackle stores go, we have a pretty big, you know, floor area for most, you know. But we're still very small compared to Walmart or something like that. So we're just taking every precaution we can. And everybody who works at Rick's Bait and Tackle is old farts. And all of us have
Yeah, y'all are.
We are. I'm telling you.
Maybe in another 5 years I'll get to work there.
Yeah.
I'll be old enough then.
You got to have diabetes first to work there.
Oh, no, sorry.
Okay.
I'm not getting that to go to work at a bait shop. That ain't happening.
I got type 2, and I think Keith's got type 2. Not sure about Joe. I know Dana's got maybe type 1, and so does Charlie. And so diabetes is one of the things that's very dangerous to have while this virus is going around.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the reason we're doing everything we can to protect our employees and protect our customers. And guess who's getting the maddest about the thing?
The old people.
The old people. You hit the nail on the head. It's
well,
not
just like, I don't get to go anywhere.
And
you know, I'm confined into the spot.
You would think that the millennials would be, you know, griping and yelling, but no, they're coming in saying they understand, and they're being the ones easy to work with. I think the older people are tired of being told what to do, being taken care of, having rules and regulations that we're not used to growing up in this country. But they get grumpy. We've had one or two of the senior citizens storm off from the store.
Not want to comply.
They want to comply. But most of the millennials say, I want to go fishing. I don't care if we stand on my head to come in.
Right.
And so to get the bait. But that's been kind of funny. But it's been the older people that have grumped all the way around the store when we make them cover their face.
Well, it's going to be a little tough for you guys tomorrow, you know, and all the bait shops.
Well, everybody listening out there, here's some bad news for you. I don't think many bait shops are going to have too much bait tomorrow morning.
Yep.
About 10 o'clock in the morning.
So you think it'll pop in early afternoon?
Well,
late morning?
Yeah, late morning is probably when it's going. Around 10 to 11 o'clock, we'll see the bait come in. And it looks like that will make it okay for Sunday. But Saturday morning, I would have all my artificial lined up.
Let's check some tides for tomorrow.
Okay, you got it? That way I can eat one of my french fries.
Yeah. Give me just a second. Today, let's say tomorrow, we have a low tide at Mayport at 5:34 a.m. High tide is at 12:02. So that'll put it about 2 hours past that in Arlington.
Right.
Another couple hours more to Doctors Lake area and everything. So I hear our cool music playing.
I love it.
So we're going to have to go make some money here for just a moment.
Oh,
and we will get back.
Somebody wants to call in?
Yep. Give us a call on 904-831-1023. You are listening to The Gone Fishing Show. Rick and I will be right back after these quick messages.
Introducing Del Marina, the world's ultimate lightweight comfort deck and boat shoes. They're superior in all ways, style, quality, and performance. The upper is a high-tech, fast-drying mesh that won't tear, and it breathes so your feet don't get hot. The interior of the shoes are made with anti-odor, antimicrobial materials, and the footbed is removable for safe cleaning in the washing machine. Plus, the outsole is non-marking and slip-proof both uphill and downhill. Del Marina, the ultimate deck and boat shoes. Order a pair today from scusashoes.com. Check them out on the Fish Florida mobile app. Mention Fish Florida and receive a 20% discount. That's SKUZE shoes.com.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty. Your home. Your future. Our commitment.
No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422. Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Yeah, my sidekick today is Mr. Jeff Altman, but I can't get across the table to kick him.
Yeah, I'm glad. Glad you got short legs.
We got this 6 foot distance. Well, guys, it looks like the fishing has been pretty good.
Well, the fishing's been fired up.
Now, in my area along the Intercoastal Waterway, we've seen some flounder and redfish. Now I saw some nice pictures of some oversized redfish that
Yep.
Stephen Crowder was catching.
What about the oversized redfish that Jeff Altman was catching?
I expect you to talk about that one. I don't think Steve's going to come in and talk about yours.
Nah, probably not.
No, I don't think
we'll talk about Steve's, though.
Well, the tail, the markings on that tail look like one that somebody else had a picture of.
Yeah, the one that was sort of around.
That was kind of crazy seeing that fish again.
Yeah. That's a beautiful redfish,
but whether
it was the same one or not,
it sure looked like the same one. That markings, were just really unique, really unique.
And Steve uses the skitter walks a lot.
Skitter walks,
and the Rapalas, and
he was complaining he was running out of them.
I mean, he went to strike zone, picked up a dozen or so. He goes, got to replenish. He said the bluefish were just
ripping them,
annihilating his lures. Another thing that's starting to run is the Spanish.
I've been
seeing some
pictures. I haven't seen any Spanish yet.
Yep. Been seeing some pictures.
I did see some pictures, yes.
I've seen the pictures. I hadn't actually caught one, but I mean, I don't target Spanish. I don't go out off the rocks, but people on, they catch them in the river some, but not as much as you do like out at the tips of the jetties and things like that.
Right. Yeah, so
I know you've caught plenty of them in your time.
Yeah, I have caught, but it hadn't been lately in my time. I forgot what it was. There we go. We had a senior moment, people. I'm sorry. Okay. But the
Senior moment.
I'm trying to share
some video to a couple of groups here.
I got you.
So
okay,
but
in the intercoastal anyway. In the intercoastal, there has been. Matter of fact, there's still some nice sheephead being caught too. Also,
I saw Jonathan Boston.
He had a
really nice sheephead yesterday,
and I'm sure it had to be somewhere in the valley.
That's what I was going to say. He's down in the valley somewhere.
Leon Danis had some good charters down there.
Yep.
Had
some young men out there.
Yeah, I had a nice redfish.
Nice redfish.
Chip Davis caught some nice trout and a redfish. And I saw that one.
I'm sure Eddie caught some. But,
I don't even talk. I call him. That's a capillary fish. Or Eddie fish.
He's in a league of his own.
He's in a league of his own.
I stuck me a nice trout a few days ago. It's 25 inches, probably right at 5 pounds.
Wow.
Good fish.
I haven't.
Flopped him.
This year I have not broke 20 inches yet.
Right.
I've had a lot of 15, 16, 18.
I've been sticking some really nice fat ones.
I got your girlfriend on the line.
Oh, Pam calling already.
Huh? Yeah. How about that? Hi, Pam.
Hello, Pam. I bet she's out on the water. She probably got a fish on or something. She called and then forgot she called. She's got a red
hey,
fish on.
Hey, we thought you had a fish on.
You got
on.
A fish on? Pam?
Pam. We lost Pam.
Yeah, there goes Pam.
Pam, come on back. there she comes. She's coming back. Yeah, Eddie, I haven't seen too much.
Now he had little motor issues.
Oh, I'm gonna tell. That's another thing. I had my notes and I haven't brought up.
Repowering yesterday.
I tell you what, he bought a Tohatsu.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, outside of this country here, that's the number one selling engine.
Probably in the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
Now I used to sell Nissans, which is made by Tohatsu.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get a better motor than that Tohatsu that he's getting.
Yeah.
It's a great motor. Pam, are you with us? Pam?
I don't hear nothing.
No, it's like once you switch me over to the live microphones,
yeah.
I can't really hear you guys, but the guy who answers, I can hear.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Huh.
I wonder why.
I have no idea. Can you hear us now? Uh-oh. Pam, you can't hear us?
Okay, now I can hear you guys.
Okay. You hear us now.
He found the button. Our engineer, he's looking at that button.
He's the state of confusion in there. What's going on? So what's happening, Pam?
You take 1 week off and you can't get it back together. Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing good. We were just talking about you before you called.
Pam is our fishing guru from the Tampa area. Well, Pam's an offshore kayak fisher lady and inshore and probably in between the shores too. She does some fishing. No telling.
Yeah,
but
I'm in an area called Bayport today.
Where's that?
That is a little. It's right around the Homosassa area. I've never fished it before, but this morning I got a couple nice trout and a red. And then when the tide changed, it's incoming now. It's like dead.
Dead. Now the boat ramps up in there for the boats, or are they closed?
Yeah, they're okay. And this is Hernando County, so they're fine. And a lot of the boat ramps still in Pinellas and Hillsborough are open. But again, with the 6-foot rule, if you're not a family member, they're starting to shut down all the charter guys because if they figure the boat's too small, you can't keep 6 feet away from your clients.
Ooh.
I never thought about that.
Boy.
Yeah.
And our
the sheriff is sticking little yellow notices all over the cars in Pinellas.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm talking to John Eggers today, and it was really great when they canceled the TPC because all these people were here and there was nothing else to do besides charter captains. But he's told me over 24 charters.
I believe it.
All the conventions have been closed. Now, I haven't even thought about being on a boat, within 6 feet of each other. That's pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you either have to take one client or have a mighty big boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how's the last couple of weeks been for you fishing?
Really good. I've had some great days. In Ozello last Saturday, I got a 32-inch snook, and that was a beautiful fish. It started towing me out. My buddy I was with, Paul, he started laughing. He's going, "Where are you going? Where are you going?" He's just yelling at me.
I'm going on a ride. I'm going on a ride.
I know. And then at first I thought it was red, so I really wasn't that concerned, but it was going to be a big red. And then it came up and made a turn, and you saw just that one tip of the back fin. I yelled at him, I go, "I think it's a little snook." So, of course, the second I said that, it headed straight for the mangrove line. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to backpedal, keep her out of the mangrove. I only had 20-pound leader on.
Isn't that enough?
Yeah.
For a big snook, not so much.
Not so much.
I don't have that issue up here. If I'm using, if I'm running 15 most of the time, sometimes some 20.
Yeah, they have a gill plate that is pretty much like a razor blade.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if you're kind of, do y'all have ladyfish up there?
Oh
yes,
yeah. That's poor man's tarpon.
Exactly.
Well, think of most of the ladyfish are, what, 6 to 12 inches? And you know how they shape your line, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay, ladyfish here are more like, I don't know, 15 to 30 inches.
Yeah, we have some big ladyfish here.
Yeah, we got big ladyfish here.
Well, you know how they shape their line.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, a snook is 10 times worse.
I know the ladyfish, I'll catch those on top water sometimes. And when I do, I just hold the line and let them do their little run and do a few dances, and then usually my lure's flying out of their mouth.
But that's the best bait in the world, though. You keep it.
Yep.
Yep, I call it a self-release.
Yep, exactly. And the kids get such a kick out of catching them.
Oh, yeah. For kids, I want to tell any parents listening out there, don't worry about getting your kid on a big red or a snook or a big giant flounder or a big trout. Go out and look for jacks and ladyfish. I want to tell you, your kids will be worn out. They'll have the time of their life, and they'll want to go fishing with you all the time. Don't you guys agree?
I totally agree. I had to take Terry home one day, and she caught two fish. And guess what both of them were, Jeff?
Ladyfish.
Jacks.
Jacks, yeah.
They wore her tail out.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, some big jacks are fun to catch.
We were using some light rods and light line, and she had to fight. I bet you she fought one of them for 15 minutes. They tried to get it in. And then about 10 minutes later, another one hit, and she was worn out after the second one.
Yeah. I went with, I fished, what is it, Thursday afternoon with Lisa Fitzgerald. She was preparing for the Power Pro. She was fishing it with Kelly from Bull Bay Rods. But we went out Thursday pre-fishing, and I did my normal. If you guys are going to love to fish with me, because when I'm fishing with somebody else, I got a jack, a ladyfish, a lizard fish. What else did I catch? A puffer fish. And she keeps looking at me, and it was like I had gotten everything but a ladyfish.
Hey, Pam, we gotta go make some money real quick. Our music is playing. If you'd like to hold on through the break, we'll pick you up on the other end.
Good.
All right, everybody, you are listening to the Fish Florida Herb Chat. Sorry about that. The Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM. Give us a call, 904-831-1023. We'll be right back.
According to the 2010 census, only 13% of the population was over 65. Well, I wasn't part of the 13% back then, but I am now. And with the 2020 census, my response will inform funding for things like healthcare, public transit, all types of things to make 65 feel like the new 40. Yeah, okay, maybe the new 50.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations apply.
When it comes to finding the right color paint for your project, inspiration can strike anywhere. Luckily, the Project Color app from the Home Depot puts the perfect color right at your fingertips. Simply upload any image and then discover the exact paint to match. You can even explore the most popular colors and see how they would look in your space. Download the Project Color app today. Then shop top-rated paint like Behr Marquee Interior Flat, now just $39.98, and start bringing your inspiration to life at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I would guess the number of words being spoken around the world at this very moment is in the trillions. But listen to these words about words. The art of conversation is not knowing what you ought to say, but what you ought not to say. If the only words spoken each day were the edifying ones, the total number would be cut dramatically. Several thousand years ago, King Solomon understood this. He wrote, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." I'm not suggesting we count every word. Just speak slowly and carefully. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's choice of words on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com, and when you buy a set of the Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code JAX, J-A-X, or call 800-313-0544 and give them promo code JAX, J-A-X, for this fantastic offer.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey, we're back.
We lost Pam.
We lost Pam, but we got Susan.
Suzanne.
Yeah.
Hi, Suzanne.
Well, I'm interested in knowing what Jim Suber has to say about boat ramps and marinas.
He'd be calling at 105.
105. Well, I will check back in with you guys.
30 minutes from now.
I'd hate for our marina to close down and we can't get to our boat.
That would be real bad.
Yeah. This is what I understand. If they do close the ramps, they are closing the marinas, cannot put you in. Into the water. Now, I don't know how they're going to regulate private docks. People, which, like in the valley, there's a lot of people that have their boats on their own private docks and so on.
I'll take my boat over to my dad's.
And that's something else. But yes, he'll be calling at 105. I talked to Mayor Latham yesterday of Jacksonville Beach, the mayor, who was on a conference call, and only thing I can tell you right now until Jim calls, it appears that everything is going to be okay this weekend. Now, I did see that there was three or four ramps closed.
Yes.
Jim, and I didn't have the time to write it all down and everything.
I think some of that has to do with it being city parks also.
You're correct. I think it's state parks and city parks.
Right, because I know Lonnie Wren is closed, have it locked up, and that's at the end of Merrill Road, end of Rahara Road. Right.
Well, let's wait and let Jim when he calls. Yeah. But, yeah,
well,
he'll be calling it.
We're a private marina. I mean, we pay to be there, so I'd hate for them to lock our boats up so we can't go out in the water.
Who am I talking to? Susan who?
Suzanne Swan.
Okay. So where's your marina at?
Arlington Marina.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Well, that's my boat ramp right there. I live literally 1 minute from there.
Yeah, we also own the Fish Connection. We deeply appreciate your advertising with us.
Oh, I'm not with the marina. I just have my boat there.
Okay. All right. Well, they do, and they're good people. Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to lose our access because we just put it back in the water after having it out all winter.
Right.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I mean, like 1 week ago, we put it back. We put a new head in it and a new refrigerator. There you go.
It's ready to go now.
Yeah.
Stock everything up. I got somewhere to go.
Okay. Jim will be calling in about 30 minutes.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
Hey, listen, thanks for calling. Bye. Yeah, that's a big topic right now. You know, people want to know what's going on.
It is.
You know, well, you know, and then we got, I hate to say the young people, but, you know, the ones that are the spring breakers, things like that. And you got guys or everyone out to the sandbars.
One of my old baseball players, and a kid, him and his mother were good friends of mine for many years. And I look up on Facebook, and there he is partying down there. And then he's with this very nice-looking young lady. And he says, what are we supposed to do? I said, well, you take that nice young lady, and you go to your own private sandbar. Don't get around other people.
Right.
You know, y'all can't group up together
that. Go to Home Depot and buy, you know, couple of 50-pound bags of white sand and dump it in your backyard and sit right there and party.
And but yes, some people didn't realize how serious this disease was. And doing some research, I found that some of the people at I think it's Tampa University. I'm not sure. I think it's Tampa. And they had gone to spring break, and two or three of the girls came back with the virus.
Oh yeah.
And
all over in Pensacola and, you know, around there, and then those people were going back to wherever they came from, and that's how stuff spreads.
Well, it's just, people, please don't
wash your hands.
Please don't have the waterway close to 90% of us.
Yeah.
By going to those party areas.
I'll tell you what, that's my retreat right now. I'm jumping in my boat. It might be 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Right. And I get out on the water, and I've been eating so much fish, it's ridiculous.
It's not
so.
True.
You know, we don't want it closed down because of ignorance and stupidity.
And to all the fisher, to all the firemen and the policemen and nurses, listening to us and doctors, Chip Davis,
Chip, exactly,
guys, we appreciate everything. We went through a little fear in our family, but everything turned out okay. Thank goodness. I tell you, Terry, my lady, she got up this morning, 6 o'clock, headed to Beaches Baptist to do her work.
Yep.
And it's tough for these people. And you're right. And then Chip gets off work and Terry gets off work. Where's the one place they want to go? Fishing.
Fishing. Yeah, that's true.
That's what they wanted. That's how they relaxed.
And another thing, you know, with all the restaurants, bars, everything closing, you know, there's a lot of restaurants that are still serving meals, you know.
Out the door.
Beach Road, you know, Fish House. And, you know, Craig went there yesterday, picked up dinner for him and Tammy.
And at the beach, you got Guan's.
There's plenty of places that are still serving food.
Angie Subs.
Oh yeah, support our local people. You know, you got a lot of people that are out there that are not working, and they got to make some money. So,
and I got to think Brett Cannon's when the and Jacksonville Boat Club, all these kids that are hoping to get scholarships and so on in different athletics are losing everything right now.
Oh yeah.
So I went out trying to round up some money to put towards the program. If it comes back this summer, they're going to have to travel all around so some colleges will notice them and get to those colleges. And I have Brett Canning drove up into my driveway and whipped out a check. I called Jacksonville Boat Club, ripped out a check for us. Who else? I'm trying to think of some names right now. Mike Chambers. The guys who are always parking you at the Jaguar games and everything.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That's Mike.
Okay.
And Mike Chambers, he came by and gave us money. It's just so, you know, so many people are doing what they can to help other people.
Yeah, really is. You're seeing that all over the place.
What now has gotten my heart is I'm not sure how the Florida School of, or Jacksonville School of Autism is doing. You know, Chip is very big in that, with the founder. Founder, they are not publicly funded at all.
No.
It's all through, I guess, tuitions and donations. And they're hurting. I think they're hurting. And so, people, if you got an extra dime or whatever in your pocket, look to the Florida School of Autism and a big tournament, Flounder Pounder, that Chip promotes to help these kids. And, you know, they're great fishing people that support that. So look at see if you can help somebody. Most of the people working in, like you said, the restaurant business and a lot of other businesses are hurting right now.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
But, you know, like I said, you know, Dick's Wings out of San Pablo and Beach, pull right up there, call them up, order your food. They'll bring it right out to your car. Take it home. Have a great meal. They got some great food over there.
Okay. Jeff, you've been in the river any?
Yeah. That's the only place I've been.
That's the only place?
Yeah.
So you call those fish in the river?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All on artificial.
What artificial were you using?
Been using SureSet jig with, I've been using Slayer paddle tails.
Uh-huh.
I've been using fish bites.
Right.
And I've been using some gulp. I've been using the little pogies, the gulp pogie, and the flounder have absolutely been wearing those out. I think it's sardine, it's silver, and you know,
yeah,
silverish color, silver gray or whatever.
Yeah, usually
that's the hatch.
I'm starting to say usually if the bottom of the lure or plastic is of a whitish color, like a finger mullet. Usually it works well.
It
doesn't really matter what color the top of it is, the bottom part where the fish can see. Okay, people, in 15 more minutes, we're going to have Captain Jim Seaver calling in to talk about the boat ramps.
Next segment, we're going to be talking about the worms in the river and stuff. So.
And later on, we're going to get a bass report. From Mr. Rick Sutherland.
Sutherland Outdoors.
Sutherland Outdoors. All right, Jeff, let's go take a break.
All right, let's do that. Gone Fishing Radio Show. Give us a call, 904-831-1023, and we will be back after these short messages.
If you love the ocean, then express yourself with clothing from Seven Seas Outfitters. Seven Seas Outfitters makes high-quality apparel with stunning artwork for men and women. Seven Seas Outfitters was created out of a passion for the ocean, its sandy beaches, the marine life, and the mysteries that lie beneath the waves. Seven Seas Outfitters loves the ocean like you do. They donate 10% of their revenue to ocean-friendly nonprofits. Check out their full lineup at sevenseasoutfitters.com. That's sevenseasoutfitters.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Save a nickel, save a dime.
You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the Fat Cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, Joe's home with his wife today, and he's staying away from too much contact with people.
Yep.
Right, because her resistance is very low, and so we're thinking about y'all, and can't wait for all this stuff to get over with. Okay, I want to also mention that
back to fishing.
you can go come now to Rick's Bait and Tackle, and see one of the greatest pair of shoes, fishing shoes, deck shoes. We are now the official North Florida dealer for Scusi Shoes.
Yep.
We have the blue ones in all sizes, three deep in each size. And we're very happy to be carrying his shoes.
They're good-looking shoes.
They're good-looking shoes.
And light. Oh, my God.
And plus, we're giving you the same discount that you can get online.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Come into our store.
The shoes were what, $89?
They are... I believe it's $89, $90.
Yeah, I think that's what this.
And there's $18 off, 20% off, and so we're giving you that $20 roughly off of the shoes.
Nice.
And they're great shoes, great shoes.
Trina has been wearing a pair for a few weeks, and I asked her the last time I saw her. I was like, "How are you liking it?" She goes, "These things are incredible.
They're great
she said
shoes.
Her feet feel so good."
Right.
So.
I haven't got a pair yet because I'm don't want to take one off the shelf yet. We got a little scared with the times that are going on right now.
Sure.
And we have one school that's supposed to be going to come in and take care of a lot of their kids, buying a pair for them. And so
the boys' home.
I get those taken care of, I'm waiting. Because we got a little scared to buy too many more with the virus, not knowing day to day. If we're going to be open, and tomorrow's going to be a bad day, it looks like. Okay.
People aren't going to be able to get out to the beach.
Yeah, people cannot go to Jack's Beach, but you can ride your bicycle to St. John's County and go to the beach.
Yep.
As long as you find yourself a good, strong tree to chain your bike to.
Have a good chain. Have a good chain.
And they're catching some nice whiting, people. The ones that I believe... Spencer Brogdon has an account that he goes to once a week to take care of the yard.
Oh, yeah. And down in Ponte Vedra.
It's on the oceanfront.
Yeah, he's got connections to get on the water.
So the beach is open so he can get in there with any problem.
Yeah, if you can get out to the beach, you know, the water temperature's jumping up like they are. Sand fleas are starting to show up. You know, you're getting a lot of bait out in the water, seeing some seagulls diving on some baits. Pretty soon the cobia should start showing up with the manta rays.
The cobias have already started. Seen one, two, three pictures, and I've had one customer who now is in love with tsunami. He bought that offshore and he says it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we got them on sale also, people. we don't have much time. You can browse in the store, but we have them on sale. If you want to come by and see them, and we'll take them outside and let you.
Hey, you know what? Now with them closing up everything, harder to get on the water. Now's a great time for people needing kayaks.
Yeah,
and I know that Rick's has some kayaks sitting in their little side room.
Yeah, we have about four, we got two or three 14 footers right now.
Yep,
and I'm gonna get some more bigger ones.
Yep.
More bigger.
Got pedal drive systems.
All of them are pedal drives.
Yeah. Everything's pedal driving there now?
Everything I got right now is pedal drive.
Okay. I saw them.
Actually, I got
spend too much time.
Oh, we got a team now of Liberty Kayak. We got two guys.
Yep.
They're on the Liberty Kayak team and out promoting Liberty Kayaks. And they're catching some fish, man. They're doing a great job, both of them. And I'm going to have them on the show as soon as this virus is over with. Right now, they're not going to allow us more than two people in here in the studio until the virus is over with. As soon as we can get, four people in here, I'm going to bring one of them in.
Cool.
And so it's great. But kayak fishing is, I've seen more kayaks in the last, this week here in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people.
Everybody's hitting the water.
They're getting into the water on the kayaks. It's easier to get in the water and.
And you know, you're social distancing properly.
Boy, I
unless you're in a tandem.
What Pam brought up, I never thought about that. You know, the captains, only one person. It has to be family.
Yeah.
If it's more than one person. And.
Yeah, you can't take two or three people on your boat.
No.
Unless you got a, 40-foot boat.
40-foot inshore fishing boat.
Yeah. Give me one of those 30-foot... skiffs you got over there.
Now, John Eggers has a big boat, pretty big boat. Mm-hmm. I think his is 2021.
Yeah.
And so John can safely get away from at least one customer.
Yeah. Might be able to have two.
No, that's 6 feet apart. It'd be tough.
An 18-foot boat.
With three people?
Three people, six times three, 18.
But I guess John's going to have to stay up on the front and run it with his trolling motor because he can't stand in the middle of the driveway.
He's going to have to stand in the trunk.
Yeah.
Stick the other people in the middle and on the front. But hey, I want to give a shout out to Jesse Walker. Jesse's listening. He's with Slot City Fishing.
Uh-huh.
And he is a Navy pilot.
We salute you, sir.
Yeah, Jesse's a great guy. He helps out with Heroes on the Water also.
Does he really?
Yeah, so he came over from Texas, has a great YouTube channel out there, Slot City Fishing. So everybody, give that a look.
Yeah, definitely.
He said he's going to be out Mayport Pompano fishing soon. Says if we see him out there, give him a wave, you know. But go get some fish, Jesse. Get with me. I'll go with you.
Jesse, I think it's about a week or two away, and we'll start seeing some of those pompanos.
Yeah.
I think they're already catching some, but not too big of size.
I caught one 2 weeks ago that was a 2.5-pound fish.
Okay. Yeah, the big ones haven't come yet, but there's...
I don't know, 2.5 pounds. That was pretty good, I thought. I was like, look at this.
Spencer's, you put Spencer on one side and put Eddie Kapler on the other side, and then Mr. Troutman will be tearing it up, and Spencer will be tearing up this big old pompanos.
Yeah.
And
that's what I do. Watch what Spencer's doing,
and then
I know what's going on.
Well, I'm hoping to do at the store is we're going to take the kayaks, maybe you move them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make that center room a broadcasting room.
Cool.
Okay. And then we're going to allow, it's going to be I'm going to bring Spencer's
up for podcast.
Bring Spencer be the first one. We're going to have the Spencer Brogdon show in there. And then he can do his YouTube and everything. And at the same time, people can watch him live as he does it, just like we're doing here right now.
Right.
And then I'm going to have about 10 chairs there. So there'll be
a studio free audience.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so people come in at the same time, ask questions.
Yeah.
And
Spencer's a wealth of knowledge.
It's a wealth of knowledge.
And surf fishing.
I don't know if I can get Eddie to do that, but if I can, I'm going to get him in there. Chip Davis.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to do different clinics for, you know, people.
Yeah.
They put them on. And then the guys who deserve the recognition, like Spencer, Chip, Eddie, so on, they can all, you know, be recognized for what they do and what they have accomplished.
Yeah.
Eddie,
pass on some of that knowledge.
Pass on some of that knowledge, yes. Because, you know, I can remember back when Eddie basically started, you know, the kayaks.
And he was a rookie.
What, kind of a semi-rookie, I would call him.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm really excited about doing that. But, of course, we got to wait till all this virus stuff gets over with. And I think it's going to be a good idea, and I think it's going to be a lot of knowledge be given out once a week and having people come to the show and watch it and talk to them. Okay.
That'll absolutely be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see that. I'll come out and I want to watch Spencer. Yeah. I really do. I'm trying to hone in the skills on the surf fishing a little bit.
He put on a really good clinic at the offshore club. It's kind of strange having a surf fishing clinic but the offshore club, but he did a great job and doing it and a very knowledgeable and he answered a ton of questions for people there.
You know, and especially when you have a chance to ask people questions on, you know, it's like Captain Vic, he just did that Sheepshead seminar.
And
you know,
now there's a good example.
If you can pick somebody's brain like that, you're going to learn some tricks. And I've been to Vic's seminar probably 3 or 4 different times, but I always bring something out, you know.
You know, when we had Trina and Craig Van Brocklin, we had over 1,300 people tuned in. When Vic did his, he had something like 4,000.
Oh, yeah.
That just shows you that these television shows on the computer draw a lot of people. And a lot of knowledge is given out of them.
Yeah, that's like I was talking about Jesse Walker. He's got over 3,500 people that follow his podcast. Yeah. So,
well, we got 50 our first month.
Yeah, we're getting up there.
We're getting up there, buddy.
And you are listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM here in Jacksonville. Give us a call, 904-831-1023.
Hey, we expect Jim Suber to be on the air when we get back off this break.
Yep.
I told him to call at 105.
Jim's generally pretty prompt.
Okay.
So.
All right, everybody wanted to know about the boat ramps, 105.
We're going through some weird times now, but you know what? We're going to get through it together. We'll lend a hand wherever we can, taking care of each other. Woody Folsom Automotive and Baxley cares. We're saving you major money by giving you 0% for 84 months. And no payments for 120 days. That's on all remaining 19s and select 2020 models. Plus additional conquest rebate of $1,600 on select GMCs. If you want to shop online, go to WoodyFolsom.com and choose the one you want. We'll deliver your purchase to your front door and delivery is absolutely free. Offer good wherever you are. We're offering free 90-day OnStar and free 90-day 3-gig internet with your purchase. Free lifetime powertrain warranty too. Find new roads, call us, click us, or come see us. We're saving you major money by giving you 0% for 84 months and no payments for 120 days. Better get to Baxley where we take care of each other. This is Woody. We care about you